I'm speaking to Frank Wollenberg, who is a visitor from North Germany who has just come through Troy. He is a creative entrepreneur, an event coordinator, and an expert in renovation and design. Thank you for dropping into our studio and sharing some of your insights with us today.
Thank you. I'm here.
So I'm curious, as a first-time visitor to Troy, what are some of your initial reactions?
Well, Troy seems to me as an interesting new creative place coming up, you know, and should not make mistakes which happen in other places, I guess.
So let me hear a little bit about some of those mistakes. You have a long history of working in Europe with artistic projects that have played a vital role in the development of cities. What are some examples in Europe where artistic projects were significant in the building of a city?
Well, Berlin is one of the biggest examples for it, because now all the speculators are taking over Berlin, and the city is growing immensely, and a lot of people, artists, they need to go. You know, they cannot pay their rents and their studios anymore. It's impossible. So Troy seemed to me it's a new open space for creative work. And if the community has ideas to come together, they take control over a long time, and that would be nice. You know, and it's not so big. It's just you cannot compare Troy or Berlin together. New York has the same, you know, all these areas had the same problems right now, I guess.
So actually, we have a pipeline from Brooklyn of artists who cannot afford to be there anymore who are coming to Troy. Yeah. And so from your experiences in Germany specifically, what can we learn about the issues of gentrification and displacement of local communities? And what could be some strategies for equitable development?
Well, I believe in that people, well, that what you are doing, you just try to own things. You get the creative community should have some power of the land. The land is always a secret to it, I guess, because if you're not owning it, they threw you out one time. That's what I think.
Yeah, that's very interesting. There's a lot of housing stock here that is available, abandoned buildings, abandoned lots, as you can see right here in North Central, but really all around the capital region, Troy, Schenectady, Albany. When you look at one of those abandoned buildings and you think about the possibilities as an expert in renovation and design, what are some of the things that come to mind? What are some tips that you might... and reflections you might have?
Well, yeah, it's you know, it depends what you want to do. You need to realize your own ideas. You know, I was studying, did a lot of welding stuff, so you should hook up a welding stuff things, or you repair cars, whatever you want to do, or you're just a painter, or so you can make your own studio and your own environment to live. And yeah, and no, you can buy it right now, and then nobody can throw you out after a certain time. But because art was always the first steps for developing an area, and after art developing an area, the speculators coming in and taking over. You have this in every town. Look to New York, to Berlin, or whatever, you know, Hamburg, or you know, wherever you are, and it happened in the whole world.
Can you talk about that? About speculators and speculation taking over, like what are some of the people? For example, in Berlin right now, where artists cannot afford to buy anything anymore, what are some of the strategies that people are doing, networking together to do to keep doing art in Berlin?
Most of those guys, some of them bought things and they still can do it. But if you're coming in now, you are not in the city anymore. Maybe they are stepping something around the cities, around Berlin, and not in the center anymore. And things still going on. It's still a creative place, but it's also lots of tourism, and it's growing and growing and growing. People coming, I don't know, it's something like 50,000 people going to Berlin every year. So there's no a lineup for a flat or for you know, having a room or something, and it's getting more difficult.
That I'm feeling that a little in Troy. What do you think? Do you think that could happen to Troy?
Not really, actually, because Troy is too small. It's not New York. It's not Berlin. But it's the distance to New York is also not that far. So people could go forward and backwards, I guess. You know, you have this connection to Brooklyn, and you have space here. You have much more space than you are woodworking maybe somewhere in New York area, you know, city area.
Again, we're talking to Frank Wallenberg, visitor from North Germany, a creative entrepreneur, event coordinator, and expert in renovation and design. And you mentioned the idea of buying property as a way for artists to survive. There's also a lot of displaced or communities who are economically disadvantaged, who just are—they're not artists, but this art revolution, creative entrepreneurship revolution, is endangering their security as well. How can artists and creative entrepreneurs come together? What other ideas are there? What should we be thinking about beyond owning our own spaces? What else can we do if we didn't have the money to own our own space?
Yeah, but here it's maybe possible to own a space because it's affordable normally. When I still have a workshop in Germany, just a small, and it's more storage than a workshop. And if I count what I pay in a whole year, you can buy a whole house here, you know, so that's possible. It should be affordable. It's you don't get it cheaper, I would say, you know. And sure, it's not New York City, it's not Berlin, it's not whatever, you know. But it's growing, and maybe you one time you're sitting in a and the community grows and grows and grows, and then nobody can throw you out. That's the thing, you know.
Thank you very much for your insight. It is wonderful having you visit Troy, and we look forward to you visiting again in the future. Thank you.
Oh, thank you.